I'm Joy Jackson, and this is Treasures Old and New from ART. This month, we tip our Stetson to some ART Westerns and ride the range with some of our old friends. Bobby Benson of the B-Bar-B Riders was part of the after-school fair for the young'uns in the 1950s. Ivan Curry was Bobby Benson back then, and he's playing Bobby again in one of ART's early recreations. It's the episode of The Rescue of Cactus Maggie. We recorded it in 2005.
Here they come. They're riding fast, and they're riding hard. It's time for excitement and adventure in the West with Bobby Benson and his B-Bar-B Rider. Today's exciting adventure, the rescue of Cactus Maggie. In the small town of Blackbird's Gulch, a good many miles to the north of the Big Bend, a prosperous-looking man with bushy gray eyebrows, shielding his crafty eyes, is speaking with the town clerk about a plot of land. He leans forward on his gold-headed cane, listening intently as the clerk leafs through her records and then says,
"Yes, here's the plot of land you mean. It's owned by Maggie McGruder of the Circle M. Round here we call her Cactus Maggie."
"The Circle M, huh? Well, thank you, ma'am."
"But if you're thinking of trying to get that land, mister, I'm afraid you ain't going to have much luck."
"Oh? And what makes you say that?"
"Well, that strip of land's plumb in the middle of the ranch down in the Big Bend. A ranch called the B-Bar-B. And Maggie's always leased it to them."
"Now, don't let that concern you. This year, she'll lease it to me."
"You seem pretty sure of yourself."
"I am."
"But Cactus Maggie is pretty sure, too, you know."
"Cactus Maggie or no Cactus Maggie, I shall have that land. I'm not a man to be refused."
"Well, maybe so, mister. Maybe so. But if you knew Maggie like I do, you might not be so sure."
Meanwhile, riding towards Cactus Maggie in the Circle M, we find the young owner of the B-Bar-B, Bobby Benson, together with three of his ranch hands, Harka, Irish, and Windy Wales.
"Well, the ranch is just around the turn in the road up ahead."
"Yeah, won't be long now."
"Oh, golly, I sure hope Cactus Maggie will renew this lease Tex gave me."
"You fellas, you just have to take care of that. I gotta get into town to close my deal."
"You know, windmen always start big deal and in trouble."
"Yeah, well, if Cactus Maggie doesn't give us a new lease on that land, we'll all be in trouble."
"Yeah, Cactus Baby can cause trouble. Why, little boss, how can you even suggest such a thing?"
"Why, you know Maggie couldn't bear to hurt us all."
"Yes, sirree. Cactus Maggie, just about the sweetest, gentlest, most lovable old lady you ever met."
Timber.
"See what I mean?"
"But, Maggie..."
"Don't you call me Maggie. Nobody can call me Maggie unless I let them. Now you get off this ranch, Ted Jarvis. You're fired. Never ever see that ugly face of yours on my range again, I'll shoot your ears off."
"All right, I'm going, but you'll regret this. I'll make you pay for this, Maggie."
"Yeah, I see it."
"Yeah, you can bet on that, little boss. When she aims to hit something, she don't miss."
"Oh, golly, do you think it's safe?"
"Howdy, ma'am."
"Well, bring me for an unclaimed steer if it ain't the boys from the B-Bar-B."
"How you doing, Maggie? Ma'am.
Fit as a June bug. But doggone, why are you sitting them horses like there was glue on a saddle? Pull your britches off them nags and come on inside." "Well, I mean you too, Bobby. You ain't scared of me, are you?"
No.
"Heck, are you upset because I let fly a few bullets of that darn Ted Jarvis? Why, blast it all. I wasn't trying to hit the critter."
"Yeah, you can bet on that, little boss. She aims to hit something she don't miss."
"Sure. I was just sort of helping him off the ranch."
"Him change brand?"
"Oh, yeah. Changing him to the Circle M and figuring on adding him to my herd in place of some he lost. Or so."
"Oh, golly.
Now I always figure a guy who'll steal for me will steal from me. So I fired him.
He always was a bad one. You better watch out. He's liable to try to get even.
There ain't a man alive I'm scared of, particularly a low-down rustler.
Yeah, you sure you didn't put him up to stealing them cattle yourself?
Me? Why, Wendy, such a thing to say? I'm reformed. Why, I ain't even shot no one in close to 2 years. No one important, that is.
You're slipping.
From now on, fellers, you're going to see a new Cactus Maggie. I'm going to act like a lady.
You? A lady?
Damn right. And I'll shoot the nose off any man that says I ain't. But come inside, boys. I want to get these boots off. My feet are killing me.
I can't right now. I got to get into town.
You're turning down my hospitality?
Oh, heck no, Maggie. It's just that I got a big deal. I got to close fast.
Say, what's this big deal you're being so mysterious about, Wendy?
Yeah, you'll find out, fellas. Don't worry. No matter how rich I get, I'll never forget my old friend.
We appreciate that, Wendy.
Yeah, sure. I'll be back in a little while. Meantime, you fellas just go right on and settle your own business.
So, Tex asked us to ride up here, ma'am, and get you to sign this new lease. He'd have come himself, only he's awfully busy.
Oh, go on, that's a shame. Tex Mason's about the only man I really respect. Sure wish he could have come.
Oh, but you'll sign the lease anyway, won't you?
I don't see why not. I've leased that land to the B-Bar-B for now on 20 years.
Oh, golly, it'll sure be a relief to us. That land's right in the middle of our range. Without it, the ranch would be all broken up.
Well, you needn't worry. Hey!
Horse come up outside.
Doggone, if that Tad Jarvis has come sneaking back, you fellas wait here.
Not missing a chance to see Cactus Maggie in action. Come on, Bobby. Park up.
Will, rope me to a rail post. What in the name of Sitting Bull is that?
Oh, golly, look at the way that feller's dressed.
Miss Magruder?
That's me, mister. What can I do for you?
Well, it's a business matter and...
These are my friends, mister, so if you got anything to say, spit it out.
Yes. Well, I've come to speak to you about a piece of land you own, Miss Magruder. A plot of land down in the Big Bend.
Well, hey, that's right.
What about my land?
Well, I wish to lease it from you.
Sorry, mister, but I only got one piece of land down there, and that goes to the B-Bar-B.
But you have...
Save your breath, mister. You look like you need it.
But surely you aren't averse to making money, are you? And with that land, I can make you a millionaire's.
With one hunk of rangeland? You're wacky.
But it isn't just rangeland.
Well, what did you start to say?
I suppose I might as well tell you, Miss Magruder. My name is Boswell, J.J. Boswell, and I represent the Diamond Petroleum Company.
You mean an oil outfit?
Exactly. And we have discovered oil on your land in the Big Bend.
Oil?
But there's never been any oil found in that region.
Inside of a month, we'll have oil coming from your land.
But without that land, the B-Bar-B will be ruined.
Now, that's no concern of mine.
But that's...
Easy, Bobby. And what will I get out of this, Mr. Boswell?
I worked out a plan in which you will share in all the profits. For a nominal sum, we'll sell you shares in the project so that you yourself may reap the wealth of your land.
Oh, and how long will you want to lease the land?
Oh, golly, ma'am, you're not going to do
it. Let me handle this, Bobby. Well, Mr. Boswell, how about it?
Only a short time, Miss Magruder. Say, 6 months. In that time, we should be able to take all of the richest oil out.
You know darn well that when oil is taken out like that, it kills anything growing on the land.
But think of the money you'll make. So the land is made worthless. Why, in that 6 months, you'll make more than you could in 100 years leasing it as ranch land.
Oh, golly, ma'am, you can't do it.
Bobby's right, ma'am. It would ruin the B-Bar-B.
Now, you see here...
Hold on, Boswell. I'm the one you got to deal with. And I've made my decision.
Oh, you have? You'll give us the lease.
I'll give you just 1 minute to get your carcass off my land.
But the money.
I like money just as much as the next person, but I'm still a rancher, and I'm not letting you ruin that land.
Oh, good for you.
Now get it going before I lose my temper and forget I'm a lady.
But, all right, I'll go. But you haven't heard the last of this. I haven't time to argue with you now, but I'll be back. And in the meantime, you'd better change your mind.
Hey, wait up. Wait up, Mr. Boswell.
What is this, a hold up? Well, if it is...
It ain't no hold up. I just want to talk to you, Mr. Boswell.
You know me. But who are you?
Taz, the name. Tad Jarvis. I used to be foreman for the Circle M.
You work for Cactus Maggie? Oh, she's changed her mind.
I said I used to work for Maggie. She fired me this morning.
Oh. Then what do you want to do with me?
I was hanging around the ranch when you got there. Heard you make spill about oil on Maggie's land. Is that on the level?
My dear man, I am not prepared to defend myself.
I just want to be sure. I got a proposition. Suppose I was to get a lease on that land from Maggie.
But she refused.
I got ways of persuading people.
You mean force?
No. That don't need concern you. I'll handle that end.
No, it's no good. For one thing, to be quite frank, my company needs the money which she has to invest in the project. Our funds are limited.
Oh, then it won't work?
Not unless you're prepared to invest in this.
Forget it. I ain't got a dime to my name.
Well, then...
But there are plenty of people around here who will invest in it. You could sell the shares to them.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought.
Sure. And when I tell them what a sure thing this is?
Very well, my good man, I'll do it. If you get a lease to that land, I'll arrange the rest with my company.
And how about me?
Oh, you'll be taken care of. You'll be given a share in the project for your services.
Okay, then. Meet me at the Circle M at sundown, and I'll have the lease for you.
One thing. I want you to understand that you're entirely on your own in this. If you run into trouble of any kind...
Let me worry about that. Just you be there tonight. I'll handle Cactus Maggie and anyone else who gets in my way.
Well, it certainly looks as if there's trouble in store for both Cactus Maggie and our friends from the B-Bar-B. There's no telling what a man like Tad will do to get what he wants. And if he succeeds, it may mean the complete destruction of the B-Bar-B. Well, keep listening, and in just a moment, we'll return to today's thrilling adventure. And now, let's get back to the B-Bar-B Riders and today's exciting adventure. The Rescue of Cactus Maggie. The quaint old woman rancher, Cactus Maggie, owns a strip of land right in the center of the B-Bar-B range, has already leased it to the B-Bar-B. Now, however, the slick oil operator, Boswell, and Tad Jarvis have joined in a scheme to obtain a lease on the land, heedless of the fact that their actions will destroy the B-Bar-B. Well, it's now mid-afternoon as Maggie and the B-Bar-B Riders greet Windy Wales on his return from town and one of his big deals.
Well, boys, I got it over. I put it over.
What in the world did you buy now, Windy?
Yeah, what's in the cart, Windy? Is that your big deal?
Oh, that's only a part of it, little boys. I got 4 cartons more stored in town.
You're not buying any more army surplus.
Oh, heck no, Harker.
Well, dead blast it, Windy. What did you buy?
Well, now, well, you see. Here, open the cart and take one out of it. Doggone, I bet you these sell like hotcakes here, fellas. Take a look.
Glory be. Is that what you bought, Windy?
Yes, sirree. Ain't that the prettiest calendar you ever seen?
But, Windy...
No, hey, just look at them pictures. Different scenes for each month.
Pictures be pretty, but...
Then they got a listing on the bottom that tells what happened on every day of the month. Look here. For example, Did you know that on January the 7th, 1843, a scientist first crossed the firefly with a centipede to get a hot foot?
But, Windy, look at the year on the calendar.
Huh?
It's marked 1949. That's a calendar for last year.
Oh, my gosh. Fellas, I've been swindled.
You mean you bought 5 cartons of last year's calendars?
Glory be, Windy. Where's your hand?
Oh, did I lose that thing again?
Well, it sure looks like it. Those calendars are worthless.
Doggone. If I get my hands on the fellow that sold me these,
Who was it, Windy? What's his name?
Well, he told me his name was Don Knotts. Come to think about it, I'll bet that's an alias. Nobody really have a silly name like that. Sounds too much like donuts.
Oh, Windy.
Well, we'll stop in town on the way back to the ranch and see if we can find a fella. Although, I doubt we'll have much luck.
Oh, that's a good idea, Irish. I tell you what, why don't you go saddle the horses?
Right, Bobby.
Dead dreaded fellas, do you have to be going?
Well, I'm afraid so, ma'am. We promised Tex we'd be back as soon as we got the lease signed.
Well, if you have to. All right, Bobby, give the lease here and I'll scratch my John Hancock on it.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. It's all filled out. So if you'll just sign it.
Hey, did you hear a shot?
Irish might be in trouble. Come on, fellas.
Will, bring me for a bronco. Look, it's Tad Jarvis.
He's getting away.
And look on the other horse he's leading. It's Irish's.
Irish's body is slung across the saddle, and he ain't moving.
We saddle horse and follow.
You're darn right, and we'll catch him.
Better you stay here. Maybe trapped to make us leave ranch alone.
Oh, Hark is right, ma'am. You're the one Tad is mad at. You stay here to guard the ranch. We'll go trail him. Come on, amigo. Faster, boy. Faster.
He's up there, Mabel. Is he far ahead of us?
Me no can tell.
Oh, if only Irish is all right.
Only one way to find out. We've got to catch that varmint. Hey, come on there, Mabel. Get
the
hell.
Wait, Bobby boy. Wait.
Oh, golly, what is it, Harka? Why are you stopping here?
Look, see.
What about it?
There be other horses join ones we chase.
You're right, Harka. It looks like 2 other riders were waiting here to meet Tad.
And we got 3 fellas to chase instead of 1.
Doggone, I don't care if there's a whole doggone regiment. Hey, get Irish, and that means we gotta get them.
You're right, Windy, and every second counts. For all we know, Irish may be wounded and dying.
Them not be far ahead. Tracks be fresh.
Then what are we waiting for? Come on, let's go get them.
Look, fellas, we call them. There's their horses. Hold, Eagle.
Where be riders?
They ain't there. Ain't no sign of Irish either.
They gotta be around here somewhere. Come on, boys, let's go find them.
Careful, Bobby boy. Maybe trap.
Wendy's right, little boys. They may be in any kind of gullies around here. Just land and wait for us.
But we can't waste time, fellas. Not when Irish's life is at stake.
Well, can you find the track?
Tracks lead that way.
Into that arroyo there. Well, then come on.
Not be good, Bobby boy. Arroyo be deep. Steep walls. Then catch us there, not be place to hide.
Just the same. I say let's go get them. I ain't figuring on doing no hiding anyway.
If them shoot at us, we not have chance. Be out and open like target.
Now, I'll blast them down before they have a chance. Me and Irish, we done our share of fighting. But he's still my part. And I ain't letting nobody hurt him and get away with it.
We go, but must be careful. Bobby boy, you stay behind Windman and Harka.
All right, honey. Let's hurry, fellas.
Yeah. The tracks lead down into this arroyo, all right.
And them be carry Irish. Prints from 2 men much deeper than other.
Yeah, then Irish must still be unconscious.
Oh, unconscious or... Oh, golly, fellas.
Oh, heck, little boss. It'll take more than a doggone bullet to stop Irish. He'll be all right, I hope.
Wait. Look at ground. It turn hard here. Not be any more footprints.
Doggone all the luck. Why, an elephant couldn't leave a track like that. just when it was close on their trail.
Wait, maybe it won't matter.
How you mean, Bobby boy?
Well, we know they came into this arroyo, and the walls are so steep they couldn't possibly climb them. So they have to keep going until they come out of the other end.
That doggone little boss is right. And when they get to be the other place, and maybe the ground, it'll be soft enough to show the tracks.
Oh, golly, come on then. Let's get after them. Look, fellas. You think it's Irish?
That doggone. They left them lying there on the ground.
Irish? Hi, Irish, are you all right?
Yeah. It's just a flesh wound in the shoulder. But Bobby,
Now you just take it easy, Irish. You gotta save your strength.
Yes, him lose a lot of blood.
Yeah, he's as white as Tim Maria's laundry.
The fellas, I heard them talking. This is a trap.
A trap?
They shot me and brought me here just so you'd follow.
But why bring us here?
They wanted to get Cactus Maggie alone.
Oh.
They're gonna try to force her to sign a lease. Getting them that land in the middle of the B-bar-B.
Oh, golly, and we left before she could sign this lease of mine.
Yeah, then we better get you out of here.
Stay where you are.
What's that?
No, don't go for your guns. We have you covered.
Oh, golly, fellas, look. It's Tad and two other guys.
Yeah, they got us covered from up there. Stop at the brink of the arroyo.
What do we do?
Can do nothing.
We're going to see that you don't interfere when we pay our call on Cactus Maggie. We've already blocked the other end of this arroyo.
Now. Look out, fellas, they're gonna shoot!
Hey, but they're not shooting at us. They're shooting at that rock overhanging up in the arroyo.
Oh, but what? Fellas, I know what they're trying to do.
What, Bobby?
If they can make that rock break loose and fall into the arroyo, it'll block it. We'll be trapped here.
Bobby boy, you're right.
Yeah, well, then let's get out of here before...
No, wait, Wendy, stay back. The rock's starting to fall. Wendy!
Things certainly look bad for our friends from the B-Bar-B. You'll want to be sure and keep listening so you don't miss a single exciting second when we bring you the thrilling climax to this adventure in the West in just a moment. And now, let's get back to the B-Bar-B writers and the climax of today's thrilling adventure, the rescue of Cactus Maggie! Bobby Benson and his B-Bar-B riders have been led away from the ranch of Cactus Maggie and lured to a deep, steep-walled arroyo by Tad Jarvis and two outlaw friends. Now they stand helpless. Jarvis shoots at a rock overhang so that the resulting avalanche traps them.
Wendy!
Did it hit him, Bobby? Did those rocks land on Wendy?
I can't see. There's still so much dust and dirt in the air.
Stay back, Bobby. Maybe more rocks fall.
But Wendy may be hurt.
No, I'm okay, little boss.
Wendy!
Glory be, Wendy. Is that you?
Yeah, I think so. All them so covered with that darn dirt that I ain't even sure myself.
Oh, golly, when those rocks came pitching down at you, I thought you were a goner for sure.
Well, they didn't miss me by much. Doggone, look at them there. They got the arroyo blocked like there was a wall across it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, then their scheme worked. We are trapped.
Maybe so, maybe not. No can tell till take good look.
Yeah, right you are, Harker. Yeah, there's got to be some way out of here. Let's fan out, see what we can find. Now, you go over that way, little boss. And Harker, here's what you do. Yeah, trapped like a fish in a pail.
Oh, golly.
Maybe we could climb up over rocks, but not when Irishman wounded.
Golly, and that wound of yours ought to be treated, Irish.
Now, listen, boys. There's no sense in taking a chance because of me. Leave me here and get on over to Cactus Maggie's before them varmints force it to sign a lease.
No, golly, no. We can't leave you here when you're wounded, Irish.
I'll be all right. And you can bring help back when you get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Irish is right, little boss. Ain't going to do him no good for us to hang around here.
If only those walls weren't so steep. Hey.
What is it, little boss? You got an idea?
Yeah, and it might work. If those outlaws can shoot rocks loose and cause a landslide, why can't we?
What'd you talk about, Bobby boy?
If we can make the walls of the gully crumble, why, we can walk Irish right out of here up the slope.
Go on. That might work. If we can knock some of them rocks down, they'll be like steps, just right up to the wall.
Well, it's worth a try anyhow. Come on, fellas. Get your guns out and start shooting.
Come on, fellas. Leave the horses here. Head for the ranch house on foot. We'll catch Cactus Maggie before she knows what's happened.
God, Cap.
All right, hold it here. I want to take a look in this window. Yep, there she is inside.
Well, then let's go get her.
Uh-uh. I want you boys to stay outside in case anyone should come. I'll handle Maggie by myself.
Right, Dad.
Now keep a close watch and let me know if you see any riders.
I get it.
Dad Jarvis! Why, you little...
Don't try it. I got you covered, and if you reach for a gun, I'll drop it.
Why, you lily-livered, hoss-stealing, low-down, double-dealing excuse for a human being.
Say whatever you want. I've got the upper hand this time.
What are you up
Shut
to?
Up!
What was that?
I said shut up and sit down.
Ted, if you ain't careful, you're gonna make me lose my temper and forget I'm a dead dreaded lady.
Don't pull that stuff on me. Now here's a lease on that land you got in the Big Bend. Sign it.
But it gives you a year's lease on that land. What do you want it for?
That's none of your darn business.
Hey, you ain't teamed up with that oral fella that was here, are you?
I'm not here to answer your questions. Just you sign that lease.
I won't do it. Yeah. That'd ruin my friends on the B-Bar-B.
If you don't sign it...
You don't dare shoot me!
Now look, I ain't kidding. Take your choice. Sign that lease or get a bullet where it hurts.
Golly, keep trying, fellas.
Not be too many shells left for guns, Bobby boy.
But we've got to just shoot loose some of those rocks so we can get out of here.
Yeah, if only we had rifles like them darn outlaws. Yeah, it'd be easy then, but all we got is six shooters.
But the rock's loose already. Just a few more shots, fellas. Go on, try. That almost did it. That almost did it, Wendy. Now one more in the same spot.
Right. Here goes my last shot.
You did it!
Darned if I didn't. Just look at the way that slide out of the arroyo is pitched yet. We can just walk up to the slope.
And now Irish fella be able to make it.
Oh, here, Irish. I'll help you off.
No, you be careful, Bobby. That bandage I put on his wound ain't much good.
I'll be all right, Wendy, if I can just get on my feet.
Can you walk up to the horses, Irish? They're right up at the head of this arroyo.
Sure, Bobby.
Easy does it now, Irish. You hang on to his other side, Hunter.
Me got.
Just a little further now, and I... What? Harker, he's falling.
Me hold.
Oh, God, he's lost too much blood.
Sorry, Bobby. You better get onto the Circle M without me. I'm not much of a condition for a fast ride.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, little boss. Why don't we just let Harker help Irish to the ranch? You and me can go on ahead.
I hate to leave Irish when he's hurt, though.
Wendy's right, Bobby, and I'll be all right once we're out of this arroyo.
You think you can manage it alone, Harker?
Yes, you go ahead. We follow to ranch.
That's the only way, little boss. No telling what them varmints have been doing to poor old Maggie.
Well, you're right, Wendy. All right, Irish. We'll see you and Hark at the ranch. We're riding ahead.
And I got a hunch we better ride mighty fast if we're going to rescue Maggie. So let's go, little boys.
Enough. You stalled long enough. Now I'm going to count to three. And if you haven't signed that lease, I start shooting. One, two...
All right, I'll sign it.
It's about time.
There you are. All signed.
Let's see. Yeah, that's okay.
Now, you low-down coyote, will you get out of here before...
I'll go when I'm ready. But first, Maggie,
What did you call me?
You heard me. I called you Maggie. Don't like to be called Maggie, do you?
I warn you, Ted, you're going to make me lose my temper.
Well, what are you going to do about it, Maggie? Maggie?
Just this!
What the? Hey! Let go of my gun or...
There! Now, Ted Jarvis, I'm gonna...
Fellers, quick! Maggie's got my gun!
Come back here, you coward! All right, then, if you want to play games, get it ready, boys! I'm coming after you, too! Yee-hoo!
Faster, Beagle! Faster, boy!
Come on!
Bible.
Golly, Wendy, if we're only in time. Poor Maggie alone at the ranch with those three outlaws.
Yeah, we're almost over there, little boys. As soon as we get over this rim, we'll know the worst.
Wendy, Wendy, those are gunshots.
Yes. Oh, there. Oh, Mabel. Oh.
Wendy, look down there at the ranch house.
Well, we're doggone.
I don't believe it.
Only it's true. Cactus Maggie standing out there in front of the ranch house with a gun at each hand.
And look, the three outlaws are hiding behind that woodpile.
Well, of all the sights I've never seen, every time one of them critters sticks his head up, Maggie parts his hair with a slug.
We came to save Maggie from the outlaws, and instead, they're the ones that need saving.
No, wait, little boss. Look, look.
Hey, that looks like Tad. And he's slipping around behind Maggie.
She doesn't see him, little boy.
Come on, Wendy.
But my gun's empty. What'll we do?
Only one thing to do. We'll ride him down. Beep!
We'll show him. We'll ride him down before... Now, look out, little boys. Look out. He's seen us. He's going to shoot.
What happened? He dropped his gun.
How'd you like that, Tim?
Didn't you see it, little boss? Maggie spotted him and just shot the gun clean out of his hand.
Oh, thanks, boys. I wouldn't have seen that varmint if you hadn't headed for it.
Oh, golly, thank you.
Nothing, boys, nothing. And now, are you other two-legged termites in the woodpile going to come out with your hands up? Or am I going to have to come and get you? Make up your mind, boys. Cactus Maggie ain't one for waiting.
Yeah, well, I got them all roped.
Good work, Wendy.
Oh, that sure was a relief.
Well, did you get a hold of that lease that Ted made you sign? Ma'am, did you do that?
Yeah, right here. You want to look at it before I toss it in the fire?
Oh, golly, you know, just burn it up. Why, if he'd gotten away with that, it would have meant the end of the BRB.
Don't be silly.
But, you know, Bobby's right. That land of yours is plumb in the heart of that rangeland. And with the year's lease...
But the paper wouldn't have done any good. Here, look at it.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Look at the date.
Hey, it's dated for 1949.
That's right. I put last year's date on it, and Ted never even noticed.
Oh, golly, and that made the lease worthless. Their year's lease was already over when you signed it.
That's right. Heck, you didn't think I'd let you down, did you, fellas?
You sure put one over on them. Hey, I hear horses.
Must be Irish and Harker. Come on, little boss, let's go get you.
Well, hi, fellas. Well, how you feeling, Irish?
Lots better, Bobby. And look what we've got here.
Of all the outrageous things that have ever happened to me...
Well, hang me from a cottonwood. It's Boswell, the oil fella.
We catch him sneaking up off ranch. Bring back.
Who did you say he is?
He's the one who's in back of all this. He hired Tad to get that lease in the first place.
Yeah, but that ain't all he done. He's the one who sold me them calendars.
Now, see here. I insist.
So, first you tell us you're an oil man, and at the same time you swindle Wendy out of a couple of bucks. Now, what's your game?
Well,
Out with it, or am I going to have to persuade you?
Now, you keep away from me.
Go on. Is there really oil on that land, or was that just another swindle?
No, there isn't any oil. I merely wanted the land so I could sell stock. As soon as I collected enough money, I was going to run off with it.
And you paid Tad to get my land?
Paid? That fool Willie believed there was oil. He was doing all this for a share in the company.
All for a share in the company that don't exist. Oh, that Ted fella, he sure was a fool.
Almost as big a fool as you for buying them calendars, Wendy.
Right, now you looky here,
Irish. Irish has you there, Wendy.
Now, I don't know about that.
What do you mean? Those last year's calendars are certainly worthless.
Well, maybe they are now. But, fellas, if 1949 ever comes back again, I'll really be set to clean up.
Oh, Wendy!
And And so ends another adventure with Bobby Benson and his B-Bar-B Riders. And there are more adventures awaiting you every day of the week over most of these mutual stations. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 5 p.m., Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5:30 over most of them. But check your own listings to be sure. And tomorrow, be sure to hear the next thrilling adventure of Bobby Benson and his B-Bar-B Riders. Bobby Benson and the B-Bar-B Riders is produced by Herbert Rice. This is Cole Hornaday speaking, and reminding you once more that they're riding the trail to adventure and excitement when you hear that familiar cry,
B-Bar-B!
This program came from New York. Listen today at this same time to Straight Arrow and at 5:30 to Bobby Benson's B-Bar-B Ranch. For a trigger-fast Western adventure in the tradition of six-gun Law and Order, stay tuned now for Tom Mix and his straight shooters over most of these stations. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
The Rescue of Cactus Maggie was recorded in front of a live audience at Christopher Conrad Studio in 2005. It was directed by Paul Favel. Ivan Curry played his original role as Bobby Benson. Kevin O'Morrison was Harka. Dave Parker was Wendy. And Brian Hendrickson was Irish. Cliff Carpenter was Boswell. Julie Hoverson was Cactus Maggie. Marge Lutton was the clerk. And Steph Cardona was Tad. Cole Hornaday was the announcer. Live sound effects by Pat McNally and Marge Lutton. I'm Joy Jackson. This is ART, the American Radio Theater.
We'll get back to our show in a minute. The first, a few words from ART. Hi, I'm Harry Thiel. ART's ensemble of actors bring new life into classic stories from the days of old-time radio, as well as bringing new audio dramas to full imagination. There are lots of great stories out there just waiting for the nod of recognition. Adventure, romance, westerns, mysteries, comedies, historical stories based on real life. Maybe even you have a story. Right now we're in the process of breathing new life into Zorro. Please have a look at our website for more information, AmericanRadioTheater.org. And now, back to our treasures, old and new, from ART.
G.I. Jive was a radio show sent out by shortwave during World War II. The show starred disc jockey G.I. Jill, who was Martha Wilkerson. She recorded the show 6 days a week, and it was broadcast over shortwave for Africa and parts of Europe. It was also transcribed onto discs and then sent to the Pacific Theater, kind of a mosquito network. Let's listen to what G.I. Jill has to play.
Hi, you fellas. This is Jill with 20 cents. Break that 20 cents into four parts and you get four nickels. Four nickels that are destined to end up in the AEF jukebox. Today, songs by Judy Garland and Jenny Sims, a favorite by Earl Hines and his orchestra, and a bit of swing with Downbeat's choice as the sweetest band of the year, Charlie Spivak and his orchestra. And Spivak takes over with The Soldier Jumped at Dawn. was specially for Private Melvin C. Drake's at APO 459. And Judy Garland's about to take a turn in the jukebox. Last week, we played a record of the trolley song from the picture Meet Me in St. Louis. And today, we're going to play Meet Me in St. Louis from the picture Meet Me in St. Louis, dedicated to Corporal Thomas Boyd at APO 788, Sergeant Joe Thomas and the men in Tent 25 at APO 520, and all of you who hail from St. Louis. Okay, Judy Garland, the jukebox is yours.
When Louis came home to the flat, he hung up his coat and his hat. He gazed all around, but no wifey he found, so he said, where can Flossie be at? A note on the table he spied. He read it just once, then he cried. It ran, Louis dear, it's too slow for me here, so I think I will go for a ride. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We will dance the hoochie-coochie. I will be your tootsie-wootsie if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the fair.
This week's mail really brought in a stack of requests. And a good percent of those requests were for this next record. Stand by for the roll call. Let's see, for Corky and his pals at APO 709, Jerry, Walt, Leroy, Russ, Bruce, and Rip at APO 939, Bill Cookie Morrison, Dick Sherman, Jr., and a gang of CBs, Private Melvin Page at APO 953, the Navy men on a certain YNG, and for Seaman First Class Ralph W. Squalls and Navy 920, it's Jenny Sims with I'm Making Believe.
I'm thankful to my imagination. It brings you much nearer. Pretending is my only consolation, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. What I say, and here in the bloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do, making believe is just another way of dreaming, so till my dreams come true.
You
my dreams come true.
Jive, fellas, and the AEF Jukebox of the Air, here for the sole purpose of sending your favorite records. So if you've got a favorite, let me know, huh? Because it's more than a pleasure. Just write to Jill, care of G.I. Jive, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Now, stand by for Earl Father Hines as he spins an answer to the requests of Brown, Ballard, Hodges, Harrington, Ingram, Young, and Richardson at APO 961, Sergeant John W. Johnson and the gang of the 4th and 5th crew at APO 520, Sergeant W.C. Collins and APO 717, Earl Hines and Stormy Monday Blues.
I'm lonesome as a man can be. It's gone and started raining. I'm lonesome as a man can be. 'Cause every time it rains, I realize what you mean to me. Baby, you sure must have read my mind. If you read my letters, baby, you sure must have read my mind. Then you wouldn't have left me to sit alone and pine.
Barnett's Cherokee. Yeah.
medications on Cherokee will have to be by the numbers, fellas, because there are too many to call by name. So thanks to APO 702-928-958-726-464-520, and that's all. Say, fellas, this next record wasn't requested, but I thought probably you men who are real record collectors would enjoy hearing it. It's the quintet of the Hot Club of France. As far as I can learn, the group featured Stephen Grifaldi and Django Reinhardt. They were considered at one time to be one of the outstanding quintets in the field of jazz. Many of their records have been on collectors' lists for a number of years, and now we spin one of their many sought-after recordings, a takeoff on the Paramount newsreel theme, Paramount Stomp. And the old jukebox is all played out for this session, fellas. Say, as long as I got about 3 seconds left, how about a quick plug for my other show, the All-Time Jukebox? Once a week, we spin a half a dozen of the greatest records of all time, so give it a listen if you can, huh? I'll see you tomorrow about this time. Until then, this is your G.I. Gal Jill saying good morning to some of you, good afternoon to some more of you, and to the rest of you, good night.
Gee, that's all the time I've got for today. Please stop by ART's website, www.americanradiotheater.org, for more of our podcasts. We put up a new one every month. Oh, and an advanced heads up for the next marathon, right here on radiooutofthepast.org in the Fred Bertelsen Room. It's on August 27th. 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern to 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. 12 hours of superb old-time radio shows. Hey, see you next time.